It is true that nobody can choose their parents, but commentator Hollis Gillespie wishes that her mother could have chosen a more suitable profession.
When I was a kid, I thought everybody's mother made bombs. I thought everybody's mother came home at night with a government badge clipped to their lapel with top security clearance printed above their picture. When I was 9, I realized my mother was literally the only one. But I didn't brag about it or anything, even though that news could have carried some major weight on the playground. My mother, the missile scientist, has probably killed thousands of people, I could have boasted, though it probably wouldn't have been true, because the only thing I remember my mother saying about the weapons she made was how poorly they performed at the missile testing site. But even a bad weapon, especially a bad bomb, can wreak a lot of havoc. My mother was happier when she was working on rockets, probably because rockets usually don't kill people unless by accident. When I was 9, we moved to Florida so she could work on the last Apollo moon launch. My father was employed then, selling trailers, and our other family car was a massive motorhome. On the night of the last launch, we drove it to the beach and parked there in the middle of a town-wide tailgate party. The rocket was supposed to take off in the late afternoon, but didn't until nearly midnight. My mother was not at all surprised. The spectacle lasted perhaps 30 seconds, and then it was over. The end of my mother's foray into designing instruments of discovery rather than destruction. Soon she would have to return to making bombs. Later, the motorhome lurched unsteadily home at high speed, my drunk dad behind the wheel. I remember seeing my parents, two lone figures each in a big bucket seat, separated by a massive Naugahyde console. My father must have taken a wrong turn somewhere. "Where am I?" he muttered to himself as my mother sat oblivious beside him. Years later, it would be the other way around. One morning, as he lay oblivious in bed, she stood in the bathroom and looked into the mirror, searching for a trace of the woman she was, I guess. When she was younger, she had wanted to be a beautician, but became a weapons designer instead. How that happened boils down to her proclivities, I gather. She was woefully bad at cosmetology. She used to practice on my sisters and me, and we would always end up looking like open casket cadavers in a group funeral. On the other hand, she excelled at math, which was hard for her to admit. When it fell to her to earn a living, once my father's aversion to employment became obvious, she reluctantly relied on her talent and went to work for IBM, falling into the job like other mothers fall into becoming cashiers at a coffee shop. From there, she learned to build computers, and from there, she learned to build bombs for the government. My mother had been designing missiles for a few decades until that morning when she awoke and couldn't recognize herself. She had started out so long ago with simple dreams of making people beautiful, and here she was making bombs instead. We were living in California then, though we had moved so often it's hard to keep track of which house. One thing I do remember from that morning is the lone figure of my father asleep in their king-size bed, oblivious to the lone figure of my 46-year-old mother crying in the bathroom over their double vanity. "Where did I go?" she sobbed, her hand flat against the glass. "Where am I?" Watching her, I wanted to tell her I could see her just fine. But even then, I knew that was not the answer she needed.
Hollis Gillespie, flight attendant and writer, lives in Atlanta.